Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wow!
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Wikipedia page for disposable product. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW.
And I'm Victor Vernado, KSN, reminding you all to subscribe.
That's right, everybody. Subscribe. Because if you reuse and subscribe, then you're being more sustainable.
Great ad lib.
Thank you. So, happy Earth Day 2024 and happy Passover 2024.
Well, let's get to it, shall we?
Let's do it. Disposable product. A disposable, also called disposable product, is a product designed for a single use after which it is recycled or is disposed as solid waste. The term is also sometimes used for products that may last several months, e.g. disposable air filters, to distinguish from similar products that last indefinitely, e.g. washable air filters. The word disposables is not to be confused with the word consumables, which is widely used in the mechanical world. For example, welders consider welding rods, tips, nozzles, gas, etc. to be consumables, as they last only a certain amount of time before needing to be replaced. Consumables are needed for a process to take place, such as inks for printing and welding rods for welding, while disposable products are items that can be discarded after they become damaged or are no longer useful.
Terminology. Disposable is an adjective that describes something as non-reusable but is disposed of after use. Many people now use the term as a noun or a substantive, i.e. a disposable, but in reality, this is still an adjective as the noun, product, nappy, etc. is implied.
The UK government included an inquiry about how best to define single-use plastics in its 2018 consultation document on tackling the plastic problem.
I just want to point out that when they were talking about as the noun nappy is implied, nappy is basically a diaper, but this was written by an English person. So just letting you know what they were talking about, because I didn't know until I hovered over. Materials. Disposable products are most often made from paper, plastic, cotton, or polystyrene foam. Products made from composite materials, such as laminations, are difficult to recycle and are more likely to be disposed of at the end of their use. They are typically disposed of using landfills because it is a cheap option. However, in 2004, the European Union passed a law which stopped allowing disposables in landfills.
single-use plastics, many governments are scaling up their efforts to phase out single-use plastic products and packaging and to manage plastic packaging waste in an environmentally sound manner.
In 2015, the European Union, EU, adopted a directive requiring a reduction in the consumption of single-use plastic bags per person to 90 by 2019 and to 40 by 2025. In April 2019, the EU adopted a further directive banning almost all types of single-use plastic, except bottles, from the beginning of the year, 2021.
In the UK, a 2018 HM Treasury consultation on single-use plastic waste taxation noted that the production process for single-use plastic originates in the conversion of naturally occurring substances into polymers, which vary in their capacity for being reprocessed on one or more occasions, meaning that some polymers can be reprocessed and reused only once, and others cannot at present be reprocessed in an economic manner, and are therefore destined to have only a single use. The sale of single-use plastic cutlery, balloon sticks, and polystyrene cups and food containers was banned in England from the 1st of October 2023, following an announcement on, quote, some of the most polluting single-use plastic items, published in January 2023. At the same time, restrictions have been introduced concerning the supply of single-use plastic plates, trays, and bowls.
What's a balloon stick? Just wondering. I mean, they threw balloon sticks in there like everybody knows what a balloon stick is.
Well, sometimes you get a balloon that's on a plastic stick instead of a string.
Is that what they're referring to?
I don't know, but...
Exactly.
Well, hold on. Let's Google it. Balloon stick. Yeah, it's that. It's exactly what I was just saying.
Why don't you just feed me bogus information?
No, it's exactly what I just said.
What is it?
It's when a balloon is on a plastic stick instead of a string.
Oh, it's the actual stick that it sits on.
Yeah.
Got it. I see. All right. Nice.
Nice.
The EU's Single-Use Plastic Directive, SUPD Directive, EU 2019-904, went into effect in EU member states on the 3rd of July, 2021.
Also in 2021, Australia's Mindaroo Foundation produced a report called the Plastic Waste Makers Index, which concluded that half of the world's single-use plastic waste is produced by just 20 companies. China is the biggest consumer of single-use plastics. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you force the government to actually enforce their regulations on polluting and waste management.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Thank you for listening to that message. And by the way, we're not telling you to force the government to do anything. You know, do what you feel like. Don't do what we say.
But you have to do what I say because I make the rules.
Wow. We should read the page for delusional.
We sure should.
Examples of disposables. Kitchen and dining products, aluminum foil, and aluminum pans.
Disposable dishware / drinkware, e.g. plates, bowls, cups.
Plastic cutlery, e.g. spoons, knives, forks, sporks.
See our episodes on fork and spork. Disposable tablecloths.
Cupcake wrappers, coffee filters are compostable.
Drinking straws.
Packaging. Packages are usually intended for a single use. The waste hierarchy calls for minimization of materials. Many packages and materials are suited to recycling, although the actual recycling percentages are relatively low in many regions. For example, in Chile, only 1% of plastic is recycled. Reuse and repurposing of plastic is increasing, but eventually containers will be recycled, composted, incinerated, or landfilled.
There are many container forms, such as boxes, bottles, jars, bags, etc. Materials used include paper, plastics, metals, fabrics, composites, etc.
A number of countries have adopted legislation to ensure that plastic packaging waste collected from households is sorted, reprocessed, compounded, and reused or recycled. There are also bans on single-use plastic food packaging in many countries.
Food service industry disposables. Main article, disposable food packaging. In 2002, Taiwan began taking action to reduce the use of disposable tableware at institutions and businesses, and to reduce the use of plastic bags. Yearly, the nation of 17.7 million people was producing 59,000 tons of disposable tableware waste and 105,000 tons of waste plastic bags, and increasing measures have been taken in the years since then to reduce the amount of waste. In 2013, Taiwan's Environmental Protection Administration, EPA, banned outright the use of disposable tableware in the nation's 968 schools, government agencies, and hospitals. The ban is expected to eliminate 2,600 metric tons of waste yearly.
In Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, laws banning use of disposable food and drink containers at large-scale events have been enacted.
Citation needed.
Okay. Such a ban has been in place in Munich, Germany since 1991, applying to all city facilities and events. This includes events of all sizes, including very large ones. Christmas market Alderltfahr, Oktoberfest, and Munich Marathon. For small events of a few hundred people, the city has arranged for a corporation offer rental of crockery and dishwasher equipment. In part through its regulation, Munich reduced the waste generated by Oktoberfest, which attracts tens of thousands of people, from 11,000 metric tons in 1990 to 550 tons in 1999. That's a lot.
That is a lot. So if you can't use disposable food and drink containers at large-scale events, what do they serve things in? Like, I'm not criticizing the law. I'm just trying to understand how it works at large events.
Well, they still use paper, right? Because you have to use napkins and things.
Well, I don't know, because it says banning use of disposable food and drink containers.
Right.
So probably not napkins, but like if you're not given a clamshell or a paper boat or something, like what do you eat out of?
You know, I don't know the answer. I mean, I could guess, but I would think that it would be something either where they're like, hey, bring your own thing to eat out of. Or I'm sure there's like also a lot of companies which are like, hey, this is an edible thing, like a burrito kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Or maybe there are some things which are okay, like wrapping in paper, which you can do a lot with. For most foods, you can do something with paper. There's obviously something that they serve them in. I don't know what it is. So it's got to be more than nothing.
Yeah. China produces about 57 billion pairs of single-use chopsticks yearly, of which half are exported. About 45% are made from trees. About 3.8 million of them, mainly cottonwood, birch, and spruce. The remainder being from bamboo. Japan uses about 24 billion pairs of these disposables per year. And globally, the use is about 80 billion pairs are thrown away by about 1.4 million people. Reusable chopsticks in restaurants have a lifespan of 130 meals. Oh, that's not a lot. In Japan, with disposable ones costing about 2 cents and reusable ones costing typically $1.17, the reusables better at the $2.60 break-even cost. Campaigns in several countries to reduce this waste are beginning to have some effect.
Israel is considered the world's largest user of disposables, food containers, and dinnerware. Each month, 250 million plastic cups and more than 12 million paper cups are used, manufactured, and disposed. In Israel, there are no laws about manufacturing or importing of food disposable containers. Whoops.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's surprising. Like, that whole couple of sentences is really surprising.
It's really surprising. Israel's like the lone holdout.
Because they're like such a small country. They do have a relatively large population, but it's still a very small country. And Israel is like one of the leaders in terms of technology and sustainability. So I'm really surprised about this.
Yeah, it's super surprising.
I bet there's a political reason for this, and I'm going to figure it out. A kolhar is a traditional handleless clay cup from South Asia that is typically unpainted and unglazed and meant to be disposable. Since kolhars are made by firing in a kiln and are almost never reused, they are inherently sterile and hygienic. Bazaars and food stalls in the Indian subcontinent traditionally served hot beverages, such as tea, in kolhars, which suffused the beverage with an earthy aroma that was often considered appealing. Yogurt, hot milk with sugar, as well as some regional desserts, such as kulfi, traditional ice cream, are also served in kolhars. Kolhars have gradually given way to polystyrene and coated paper cups because the latter are lighter to carry in bulk and cheaper.
Medical and hygiene products. Medical and surgical device manufacturers worldwide produce a multitude of items that are intended for one use only. The primary reason is infection control. When an item is used only once, it cannot transmit infectious agents to subsequent patients. Manufacturers of any type of medical device are obliged to abide by numerous standards and regulations, ISO 15223 Medical Devices and EN980 site, that single-use instruments or devices be labeled as such on their packaging with a universally recognized symbol to denote, quote, do not reuse, quote, single use, or, quote, use only once. The symbol is the numeral 2 with a circle with a 45-degree line through it. That means don't use this twice.
That's good to know. Examples of single-use medical and hygiene items include hypodermic needles,
toilet paper,
disposable towels, paper towels,
condoms, and other contraception products,
disposable enemas and similar products,
cotton swabs and pads,
medical and cleaning gloves,
medical dust respirators, dust masks,
baby and adult diapers and training pants.
There are disposable versions, but there are also cloth baby diapers too.
There's reusable options for most of these items, but I think they're talking about like specifically the single use kind.
There's reusable toilet paper?
Yes.
Yikes. Mm-hmm. Shaving razors, safety razors, waxing kits, combs, and other hair control products.
Toothbrushes, dental floss, and other oral care products.
Hospital aprons.
Disposable panties in postpartum.
Contact lenses, although reusable contact lenses are also available, but also for all the other objects.
I don't know why that was the only one.
Yeah.
Because literally all of these, except I don't know about hypodermic needles, but everything else I know for a fact there are reusable versions of.
Interesting.
Electronics. Non-rechargeable batteries are considered hazardous waste and should only be disposed of as such.
Disposable ink cartridges.
Disposable cameras.
E-cigarette devices, coils, disposable tanks, pods.
Defense and law enforcement. Plastic cuffs.
Other consumer products. Garbage bags.
Vacuum cleaner bags. Water, air, coolant, and other filters.
Ballpoint pens, erasers, and other writing implements.
Movie sets and theater sets.
Gift wrapping paper.
Labels, stickers, and the associated release liners are single-use and usually disposed after use.
Cigarettes and cigars, plus cigarette packets, filters, and rolling paper.
I wonder if there's a page on reusable toilet paper, and if so, we should read it.
I'd be down.
Well, happy Earth Day. Happy Passover. Do something good for the planet today.
Yes, throw away your hypodermic needles, everybody.
Well, throw them away. And, yeah. Go plant a native tree to your region. This has been the Wikipedia page for disposable product. Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen. Except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your will to solve climate change.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.